And now, the scholar in the mailbox. Every day at this time of year, Americans are receiving and writing mass mailings of a special nature.
Connie is still dancing her jazz and ballet. She turned 12 in March and won 2 more trophies at the Northwest Dance Dimensions. She and her partner won first place jazz duo and third place best of show.
A couple of weeks after we got home, I discovered I was pregnant with number 4. Due date was November 10. That's why I got so nauseous on the airplane to Hawaii.
The Toyota is in tip-top shape and looks like new with so many new body parts.
Our latest interest is feeding quail and pheasants. Hal bought some weed at $3 a bushel. We now have about 60 to 75 quail and one group of 17 pheasant hens.
These are all extracts from holiday letters that were studied by Professor Stephen P. Banks, who teaches communication at the University of Idaho and who has, along with 2 co-authors, published a journal article about the phenomenon. Now, Professor Banks, what drew your interest to these holiday letters?
Well, partly because we had received holiday letters in our own pasts, and we found them to be kind of annoying. And when we started to look into the structure of holiday letters and what they actually contained, we found them to be pretty interesting kinds of correspondence.
What do you find? What typifies the holiday letter?
Well, first of all, they're not a typical letter. In fact, it's questionable whether they should even be called letters because they're more like a kind of report. They're like journalistic reporting.
Now, you say it's journalism of a sort, but it's sort of reminiscent of the journalism of the weekly published by the Polish United Workers' Party back in the... It's success propaganda, usually. It's how great things are.
It is. In fact, in terms of just the quantity of types of reporting that are in these letters, achievements way outrank everything else. Achievements of the adults, children, livestock of the household.
Yeah, we're much more likely to read in a holiday letter that Billy and Thad are both striving in middle school and achieving, rather than that Betsy just flunked out of high school and is nowhere near graduating.
Well, we did find quite a bit of what you and I might call bad news, but every time that there's some reporting of bad news, in some ways it's turned around and mitigated so that it sounds like the person who is either the victim of the bad news or who is involved in it somehow is handling it in an honorable way. So that if someone flunked out of school, it was because school didn't fit with her talents and she's doing something else that's sort of rehabilitative.
Now, this is an academic journal article in the Journal of Social and Personal Relationships. The abstract is written in the, what I'll call the academic vernacular. This is a collection of holiday letters is analyzed using the grounded theory method to generate a matrix of relationships among descriptive categories and conceptual dimensions of the epistolary genre. What are you doing exactly here?
Well, we're looking at how the content of these letters may be consistent across many, many writers and trying to find a way to understand them in sort of global terms. Mm-hmm. These are very peculiar kinds of interaction, because they tend to be one way, and they have all these sort of journalistic qualities to them, and yet they tell very, very personal information.
Now, what do we make of this bit of news from a holiday letter? Someone wrote, "Alas, Patty did not get mentioned in humorist Dave Barry's newspaper column this year."
That was one of the most difficult bits of data for us to code. Basically, that's a kind of mentioning of a celebrity, and we called it name-dropping. And people often sprinkle the names of celebrities in their holiday letters as a way to elevate their own importance, the excitement of their own lives.
I think what followed, yes, right after that was, but she did get some letter back from him thanking her for all of the contributions she's tried to get into his column.
That's right. Yeah, she's not a beginner with Dave Barry.
Nor are we on this program. Stephen Banks, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thanks, my pleasure.
Professor Banks teaches communication at the University of Idaho, and he is the lead author of the article Constructing Personal Identities in Holiday Letters, which appeared in the Journal of Social and Personal Relationships.